This is a poem written by Edgar Allan Poe's cat. I found this poem in a book entitled Poetry for Cats, which is a collection of verses written by the cats of famous poets. Remarkably, each cat's style of poetry is similar to each cat's particular poet. These poems were compiled by Henry Beard, who was a founder of National Lampoon. Now, everyone knows the story and the poem of The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Well, here is the cat's version of that incident. The End of The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe's Cat. On a night quite unenchanting, when the rain was downward slanting, I awakened to the ranting of the man I catch mice for. Tipsy and a bit unshaven, in a tone I found quite craven, Poe was talking to a raven perched above the chamber door. Raven's very tasty, thought I, as I tiptoed o'er the floor. There was nothing I like more. Soft upon the rug I treaded, calm and careful, as I headed toward his roost above that dreaded bust of palace I deplore. While the bard and birdie chattered, I made sure that nothing clattered, creaked or snapped or fell or shattered as I crossed the corridor. For his house is crammed with trinkets, curios and weird decor, bric-a-brac and junk galore. Still, the raven never fluttered, standing stock still as he uttered in a voice that shrieked and sputtered his 2 cents worth, "Nevermore." While this dirge the bird brain kept up, oh, so silently I crept up. Then I crouched and quickly leapt up, pouncing on that feathered boar. Soon he was a heap of plumage and a little blood and gore, only this and not much more. "Oh," my pickled poet cried out, "Pussycat, it's time I dried out. Never sat I in my hideout talking to a bird before. How I've wallowed in self-pity while my gallant, valiant kitty put an end to that awful ditty." Then I heard him start to snore. Back I caught the door, I clamored, eyed that statue I abhor, jumped and smashed it to the floor.